Ah, Monsieur de Rastignac.
Madame.
So many faces to be polite.
Madame.
Monsieur?
I haven't thanked you for arranging my invitation to the ball.
Not at all. I just hope you won't have cause to regret it. Ah, Monsieur Despard.
No, madame. I won't have cause to regret it. That I promise you.
Père Goriot by Honoré de Balzac. Dramatized in four parts by David Hopkins, with Stephen Fry, Douglas Hodge, and David Ross. Part 1, First Intents.
Eugène de Rastignac is making a very rash prophecy indeed. But then, if you can't be rash at his age, when can you? For the moment, though, as he stands under a gilded mirror and watches the fashionable Parisian society of 1819 disport itself, he feels out of place and ignored. You might well ask yourself why that should be. He's young and presentable, good-mannered and well-spoken. Attributes that should guarantee a young man at least a degree of success anywhere, any time. Could it be because he's more at home, if only for the time being, mind you, in a totally different part of Paris? If one of those revellers studiously ignoring Eugène were accidentally to stray, and it would be accidentally, believe me, into an area between the Latin Quarter and the Faubourg Saint-Marcel, he would find himself in the grimmest, filthiest part of the city, a valley of crumbling lodging houses and institutes of last resort. He would quickly pass on, this reveller. Not everyone has that choice. Madame Vauquer is perhaps the only inhabitant who feels at home in this particular lodging house, where misery oozes from the walls, and hope, trodden down and stifled, has yielded long ago to despair. She's at home in its stuffy air. She can breathe without being sickened by it.
That's Sylvie!
I'm doing it.
That could be, of course, because Madame Vauquer owns it.
All I ask is that the table's laid 5 minutes before our boarders arrive. That's all I ask.
Yes, madame.
Not after. No excuses. You've got that new boy to help you now.
It's his first day. It'll take a bit of time.
He's had all the time he needs.
Someone sounds happy.
Pardon?
Couple of weeks working for Ma Vauquer and you'll be moaning, not singing.
She seems all right.
That's exactly what she is, all right. That and no more.
Pardon?
Why haven't you put the plates out in the dining room?
I'm supposed to be the boots.
There's just the two of us, Christophe. Just the two of us. Between us, we do everything, all right?
All right.
So get on with it.
How many places do I lay?
All of them.
All of them? There's six tables in there.
And there's only eight boarders. How observant. But as well as them, we have regulars who come in every night just for their supper. Students, painters, government clerks.
Why here?
Because it's cheap. Now go on.
All right. Fat Sylvie?
What now?
Can I ask you something?
What?
What's that smell?
That smell is called boarding house smell, young man. That's what that smell is. It's made up in even parts of decay, dampness, rot, sewerage and years of overcooked food.
Well, why don't we open a few windows?
And let the smell in from outside. Now go on.
Right.
Oh, and just one other thing. Call me Fat Sylvie just once more and you'll not only be smelling things, you'll be seeing things.
I'm going to tell you a story of an impecunious young man determined to find his way into the upper echelons of society. Judging from his lodging house, you might come to two conclusions. Firstly, that you can hardly blame him. And secondly, that he has some hopes. Nonetheless, attending this society ball, however out of place he feels, is his...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?